Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Well, it's an epic song for an epic time of the year from a sports calendar season when your team is still in it. And our team is very much still in it. And, you know, pretty much across the board, we all think the Eagles are going to still be in it next week. You got a real shot to win a title. It's a beautiful thing. All right, good morning to you. Jetta Camera, John Ritchie. Of course, Borgata, our spot on Friday mornings. Wonderful to be with you. We got Seltzer and Devin and Rhea. And we welcome to the program for the next 3 hours a man who knows what it is like to take a team into the postseason, Mr. Ruben Amar. Ruben, good morning, sir.
Good morning, my man.
How you fired up about the Birds, Rube?
Super fired up.
Yeah,
I I've never been this confident, I don't think, ever for a playoff game, but I feel really confident about this game.
That's a big statement.
Yeah, I've never been to this point where I know that this team is going to kick their ass.
I love it. I think the Eagles are going to win and all that, but I've been more confident in the past. I mean, the Giants game 2 years ago, I thought they were a lesser team. Why this confident this time?
Because I don't think they played their best game, and they still sort of dominated the game last week. And I do believe that there's more in there. There's no question in my mind. And I am just fascinated by this defense. It's amazing what they can do defensively. It has to be one of the greatest turnarounds in the history of sport to watch what has happened from the defense from last year to the defense of this year. And it's a combination of things, obviously, Vic Fangio, et cetera, et cetera, and the talent. But my goodness, I love watching it.
It's true, too. No question. 215-592-9494. Rube, one baseball thing before we get to the calls. Obviously, our first show since we found out yesterday the passing of the great Bob Uecker. Yeah. Did you know Uke? Did you meet him? Your thoughts on the tremendous legacy Bob Uecker leaves as just a magnificent American entertainer.
So, yes, I do know him, and yes, I've met him, and yes, it is an awful, awful thing because he was such an ambassador for the game. He made the game of baseball fun. I mean, the fact that he was on Johnny Carson like over 100 times. He, in a lot of ways, whenever it doesn't matter whether baseball has gone through some of the, you know, some of the steroid stuff and there's some drug stuff. There was all types of things going on. But it was always Bob Uecker, you know, talking about baseball, being around and being sort of the face of baseball. And just a wonderful, wonderful human being, number one. And just a joy to be around. The guy was just fun.
So it wasn't an act.
No, the man is just naturally funny as hell.
Yeah.
And he's just really great with people, man. It's just it's really sad. It hurt my heart to find out about this last night or yesterday.
You know, 90 years old. That's a heck of a life. And it seemed like he was functioning at such a high level until very recently, too. Right.
Yeah, so I think I talked to Fransky and to Tom McCarthy yesterday to, just to call him and commiserate a little bit. And really iconic. They knew him. They knew him pretty well as well. But I think that everybody sort of took a piece. And now that I'm, like, on that side of the mic, you sort of take a little piece of everything that he did. And I think the biggest thing about what he did was he brings real joy to this profession. I mean, he believed in like having fun on the mic, and I think that's really important when you're broadcasting to the world.
I agree.
And he was just the best in the world at it. He was really terrific.
He achieved something that I don't know that there's 10 people in America that achieve this. And Betty White had it, and he had it, and I think Denzel has it universally. Liked. Like, when I say, I mean 100% approval rating. Like, there's going to be some people that don't know who you are. Like, you know, someone, there's some 35-year-old out there, maybe not a baseball fan, doesn't know who Bob Uecker is. But amongst people that know who Denzel is, who Betty White was, who Bob Uecker was, like, literally 100% approval rating.
Yeah, we'll talk
about that. And that's almost impossible in this day and age.
There's only one person that I talk about in that vein for me personally, and that's David Montgomery, and you're right. So David Montgomery is the guy that when I think about him, he's the guy that is universally liked, much like Bob Uecker.
Yeah.
Bob Uecker was an icon.
Yeah,
and
sure was.
We use that word probably way too much. But this man was an icon for the game of baseball and for the profession that I currently get to do.
All right, Eagles and obviously the Rams on Sunday. Snow is in the air. Well, not in the air yet, but eventually will be in the air. In the forecast, let's say. And, of course, you can weigh in on this huge game, 215-592-9494. Let's get to Dan right now in Philadelphia. Dan, good morning.
Good morning. How are we today?
Doing well, Dan.
Everything Bob Uecker said was just funny. Like, no matter how he said it, he was a funny, funny.
Except for, unfortunately, his last call was the Brewers blowing that game to the Mets, and that was it.
Oh no!
I heard it last night. He ended with like tremendous sadness.
What a shame!
Isn't that awful? It's horrible.
That's a shame.
Speaking of concerts, Joe, didn't you go to a country concert with Amy and just cruise for like a half hour and left?
No, I stayed the whole time. That was when I talked to Paul Gunther for 2 hours.
Kenny Chesney or something?
Kenny Chesney.
Yeah. Hold on,
does that count as one of your seven?
Yeah,
concerts?
No, I've been to like 7 to 10. That's one of them. Kenny Chesney and some big opening act, but I'd never heard of him. I forget who it was.
Maybe you would have listened. I
could tell early.
How
I just,
many other concerts have you been to that you didn't listen to?
That, right. That's the only one. Yeah, that's the only one.
Yeah. Well, good, I guess.
Yeah, I just sat there and talked the whole time. The whole time.
That's crazy.
Well, that's,
I'm sure the people that were at the concert really enjoyed that.
Yeah, thing. I'll bet.
Well,
those around you.
He made the.
We talked in our goth voice. Yeah, we had our goth voice on. We talked very low, and we didn't bother people.
You think?
Hey, listen. As for the Eagles on Sunday, I think this weather is actually another weapon for us. I mean, with this offensive line and Saquon, it shapes up to be more of an amazing rushing game for us.
I agree with that. That's right.
Without weather.
Yeah.
So. You know, again, like I said yesterday, as the week goes on, my confidence is getting even closer and closer to almost a certain win. Other than every other Sunday, I mean, any given Sunday theory. But, yeah, I'm excited about the weather. I think that moves in and helps us.
All right, Dan,
it's all about matchups. This matchup that we will put them on skates and push them around is made easier for us to push them around when the ground is slippery and frozen.
Dan,
it really does lend itself to our strength.
Dan, give me a scene in a movie, in a home.
How about the exorcism scene?
Wow.
Oh, boy, that's a good answer.
We're going to get a lot of biggies here.
We are obviously all fired up, Eagles and Rams on Sunday.
And, of course, NFL playoffs across the board, Saturday and Sunday, 4 games. Talking about them here today. Wonderful to be with you. Borgata, our home base every Friday morning. Big segment up ahead, which will include Elliot Shore Parks. 7:45, Beat the Hammer. 8 o'clock, Dick Vermeil. And also, right before Vermeil at 8 o'clock, your chance to win Eagles-Rams tickets. We'll give you a name. And with the name you hear, you got to be ready to call and win the tickets to the Eagles and the Rams.
Courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
So needless to say, don't go anywhere. Be tuned. Stay tuned. Wonderful to be with you. By the way, heaviest on the Eagles for all the obvious reasons. But, Ruben, one quick baseball question. What Rhea just said in the update about Pete Alonso, $70 million seems a little low to me. I mean, is that it? Like, he leaves the Mets? And I know sluggers don't always translate deep into their career, and I get that that's kind of the theory. But does that sound a little low to you?
Yeah, a little, nothing official, but I will say
he's
that
a good player.
He's good, but he's had a kind of a down year.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't have the kind of year that I think that they would have liked, and they probably see there's some people out there see some regression in his game, and I am a little surprised. I do believe that the Mets have to do something to sort of protect Juan Soto if they really want to be, you know, a top of the line contending team. And I know that they do want to be.
Sure.
But they got to protect that guy, and I don't know if Mark Vientos is really his protection.
Could be
and
someone so, else, obviously. I mean, it just strikes me as odd. You got a good player. I mean, I know Schwarber has maintained for a long time, and there's a certain similarity there. Certain. I mean, low batting average, home runs, RBIs. But I don't know, man. I mean, I think Pete Alonso's a solid player.
But is he a good? I don't know. A locker room guy on top of it. I don't know anything about Pete Alonso. With that stuff,
so I got a chance to know him as a very young player when he was first one of his first major league spring training camps. I was in uniform, and then I was in the front office when he became a rookie and had a great rookie of the year season.
He seems a little off.
He changed a lot.
He does, John. Yeah, I agree.
I mean,
yeah.
Is that an issue tell you that for contracts when you're off like that?
Originally, he was really a terrific kid, and I think the whole fame got to him for a while. Yeah. I think he sort of reeled it in last year. I think that you saw some of the leadership from Lindor sort of reel some of these guys back in. But I'm not sure. Honestly, I have not been in his locker. In his locker room. I don't know that much about where his makeup is now. But I do know that once he came to the big leagues at the beginning, he was outstanding and did change some. Huh. And we saw a lot of the things happen with the home run derbies and him, posing and all that kind of stuff. That kind of got away from who I thought he was, and I was surprised by that.
All right, Eagles-Rams on Sunday. Again, 8 o'clock today, we give away a pair of tickets, so be tuned. Let's go to the phones. Rick in Easton right now. A lot of confidence in the air, as it should be, and excitement. Rick, good morning.
And just to add to the Bob Uecker memory, every time I hear that name, I always think of A League of Their Own, and he coined the phrase just a little bit outside. It was
major.
All right, so you got two mistakes. Two mistakes. It's not just a little bit outside.
Just a bit outside.
And
well,
it is.
You got the point.
I got the point. I'm playing around.
Right,
yes.
So, I love you guys. So anyway, we talk about rookies not being rookies by the end of the year, and I think that what Mitchell and Cooper being shut down corners shows us as fans what that does to a pass rush.
Totally.
And with Nolan Smith coming in his own, and the fact that they have to double team Jalen Carter, that's going to bring up some problems for Stafford in that offense. I think the defense really is going to be the key, while Hurts and the offense are figuring it out. I just think the defense really gives me the confidence, and I don't want to talk about the weather because we talked about the weather when we lost to Tampa Bay in the playoffs. Let's not talk about the weather.
Yeah, the only problem with that, Rick, is it's going to be a game of weather, and snow can hurt better defenses. And the Eagles have the clearly better defense. So you can say don't talk about it, but it's a conversation piece that merits discussion.
And before
it could slow down their fast pass rush.
I mean, think of it this way, Rick. You don't want great corners stymied by snow.
No, I agree. And listen, the receivers know where they're going, and the defense doesn't.
That's
it's
right.
Wet and it's snowy out. I get that.
Yeah.
And, I don't understand why Kellen Moore, I just don't understand why. And you talked about it earlier this week. Would it really hurt his chances? Dallas needs to do two things. Get that offensive coordinator out of Philadelphia and get a better head coach. Would it really hurt his chances if he told Dallas, you know what, I'm going to wait till after the season, then I'll interview with you?
Well, yes, because that could be 4 weeks or 5 weeks or whatever.
They're not targeting anybody that quick.
Yeah, they
what do you mean? They're Yes,
yeah,
they are targeting.
They're
going
to have someone before the Super Bowl.
So anyway, here's my side.
So for what it's worth, Cliff Kingsbury did just do that. He said he doesn't want to talk to anyone while the Rams while the Commanders
the
are playing. I'm just saying he did do it.
Well, hold on. The Commanders are also about to lose. It's a lot easier for Cliff Kingsbury to say it than Kellen Moore. I mean, let's.
Right.
It's admirable, but let's not.
All right. Here's my scene. It made millions. They had 7 sequels. The famous scene with Laurie Strode being chased around by Michael Myers, and when Donald Pleasance shoots him off the balcony. As a matter of fact, there is a boogeyman. It was a great scene in the home.
Great answer.
You got it, Rick. Appreciate the call. Rhea, after the Gannon thing, on a scale of 1 to 1 billion, how annoyed are you with Kellen Moore having 3 interviews today and tomorrow?
I'm very annoyed, but I'm also not a Kellen Moore fan, so I'm okay if he leaves.
Wow. Okay.
I got to be honest. I mean, Hugh and I talk every Eagles game, and he'll tell you, I've not, And now it could be.
I think he's done a great job.
Well, here's what I will say. In scaling in a little bit towards him having watched Jalen the whole year, I think he scaled back his. Because we were expecting motion and scheming and creativity. Yeah. And I think they scaled it back, and I think that leads more. But I've not been overwhelmed by Kellen Moore.
Yeah, so I just think that's a Jalen thing. I think he coaches to what Jalen likes and does best.
Over a whole season, I think you're probably right.
Yeah, that's where I see it. But I know Kellen Moore, I mean, last week was probably the week he came under the most criticism. This is a whole different deal now. I mean, this is, for those who don't know, if you're just waking up to this news and the news broke yesterday, Kellen Moore with three interviews
it's
for
just
NFL
so
head coaching jobs today and tomorrow. Like,
while he's game planning for the Rams, you know? I mean, what are we doing here?
Ruben, as a general manager, how much would that just drive you bananas?
Yeah, I think it's a product of the league. I mean, they need to make a stop to that somehow, some way. It is annoying. I mean, listen, you don't want to ever stop somebody from advancing and getting an opportunity to grow your, you know, particular position.
Sure.
That said, I think there's a time and a place for everything, and to me, I think that they should wait for this stuff to happen after the season. I know it goes well into the, you know, into February,
yeah.
And I know people have to do planning and that sort of thing, but there's something that has to happen to change this, because there's too much at stake. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're trying to win a Super Bowl. There's teams that are trying to win Super Bowls and be champions. It's not an easy thing to do, as we well know, and so anytime you have a distraction from that, that's problematic.
Well, to me, the only way you could fairly do it is nobody's allowed to hire anybody until after the Super Bowl.
Or even contact, like
right,
no reports of who's interested, who's not, for everyone. I totally agree.
And the problem with that, if you make it that, is I think people would break the rules.
Yeah, like Gannon broke the rules and they had in place.
Yeah, it's a messy situation. It's not good for the Eagles. And it is part of our Twitter poll question of the day today. It's certainly not my answer, but Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin is offering huge savings on every leftover 2024 Chevrolet remaining in inventory. Together, let's drive, ArminChevy.com. Poll question, well, the first question, who wins Sunday, Eagles or Rams? But the more perhaps intriguing question, what concerns you the most about this game? Is it A, Jake Elliott, B, Jalen Hurts' passing, C, Kellen Moore interviewing with three teams in 2 days before the game, or D, the Rams are good? John, which one of those hits you the most? Elliott, Hurts, the Kellen Moore thing, the Rams are just a good team. Which one vibes with you the most as your greatest concern?
Well, the Rams are a good team. I am incredibly worried about our kicking situation, though.
It's a real problem.
It is points, and it is enough to allow us to lose a game.
Yeah.
If you know, who knows? Crazy things happen. If they get a takeaway here or there, and things are closer than what I think they should be based on the roster disparity, which really favors the Eagles, I don't want the happenstance to cause it to be close like that. Yeah, this is a good team. Very good team, very well coached team, but we just saw November 24th, the matchups favor us.
Yeah.
We will overpower this Rams team when it's all said and done.
I agree.
Can I say something to give perhaps some people some hope about Jake Elliott? So he did miss that extra point. He improved to 19 for 19 in his career in the postseason for field goals. So he did, and he hasn't made them from far out, I will say that. But I would rather have him make the 3 points versus the extra point. He should be making all of them, but he is still making all of the 3 points.
All right, so here's my reaction to that. There's a good and bad. So my first thought was, I love that fact and stat, and that's great. 19 for 19 is great. The problem has been this year.
Yeah.
Like, it's not about him hitting that 46-yard field goal.
Yeah, he didn't get bad until this year.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but he was 3 for 3 field goals last week.
No, I get it. But he was 3 for 4 when you include.
An extra point.
Yeah, when you. Well, yeah, no, I guess there's more than one extra point. What, 2 extra points, something like that? Anyway,
this year,
last week it was just. But just throughout the season, he has not been good.
Yeah, 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to Scott in King of Prussia. Scott, good morning.
Greetings. Good morning, team.
Hi, Scott.
Good morning. So, when everybody goes one way, one direction in a game, I get real nervous about it. It seems like everybody thinks this is going to be a blowout.
You got the
I don't think you're right about that at all.
I think the Eagles are going to win, but not
I've heard few people say that.
Yeah. Okay, good. That makes me feel a little bit better.
But everybody's saying the Eagles are going to win. If that makes you feel bad, then
I think it's going to be a blowout.
Well, not many people have called for that.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand.
And there's James.
I would just warn everybody to take caution in their tone. I'm a fair man.
Take caution in your tone.
A little, yes, well done. It's making me a little crazy here. I don't know. When everything points in one direction, I just tend to go
the
other way.
Let me counter to that. Last year against the Giants, every single person in this city was like, we are going to whoop this Giants
team. 2 years ago.
Excuse me. Thank you. 2022, it was 38-7. They whooped them. Like, sometimes you're just better.
Yeah, I think you're overthinking it, Scott. I really do.
I hope so. I really, really hope for that you guys are right with that. And, John, I think you missed the mark on Zooropa. That was a really good studio album. I'm not a huge U2 fan, but that was completely different than anything they had ever done. And that tour was,
and
was
I didn't like
totally
it.
Off of the album. Well, did you give the album a chance before
no.
you went to the show?
No.
That's the problem.
Well, that's U2's fault, Scott.
Nah, they
I just wanted to hear
there.
The
they
songs that I liked
totally.
When I was a kid.
Yeah,
bingo.
And they tried
tour,
to get all like
tour was the opposite.
Concept-y
yep.
on me or something.
Yeah, it don't work. All right, Scott, I need an answer. The best scene ever in a home.
All right. Joe, you talking to me? I don't see anybody else.
You talking to me?
That's a great answer.
Yeah, that is a good answer. So that's his apartment, right, De Niro?
It's in his apartment. He's looking in the mirror. Yep.
De Niro, that's a great answer right there. All right, 215-592-9494. Speaking of answers, let's get. And by the way, I got pressure on in 15 minutes with Pete the Hammer.
Yeah,
James,
everyone's saying you win, they win. So, yeah.
And I lose,
like,
they lose.
Yeah, real pressure. Like actual
Who's
pressure.
Saying this?
Well, a couple callers have pointed it out.
Okay, that's not everyone. That's a couple callers.
Not everyone, but it's.
That's
like,
a couple callers
no one
who
has
just
happened it.
To say something.
I don't need bad karma, Joe, going into the weekend.
Because
right?
I
don't
lose.
Like anything about it.
Because I lost before that Washington game,
there
and otherwise
no
I won. And
I know.
Connection.
I don't like that. I don't
tell you what
like the
told,
connection.
I'll told you what, tell you what my players, I used to tell my players when we were in the playoffs, don't screw it up.
There's some sage
and you screw.
All right, let's talk to Elliot Shore Parks. He's been on the beat for the station not only this year, but for a couple years now. Eagles certainly well-positioned. Much more positioned than they were last year in a better shape. And we talked to Elliot as the Eagles get ready to face the Rams in 2 days. Good morning, Elliot.
You know, if it's true that when you win, the Eagles win, shouldn't the caller throw the game in 15 minutes?
Oh, wow.
You know.
Wow.
I support that.
Wouldn't it disqualify your win if the person's not even trying?
I like that quite a bit. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good to put that out in the mind. Let's hope we get an 0-for-5 and the person admits that, you know, they... Sonny listened it, and it took a dive.
Sonny listened.
All right, yeah. All right, Elliot. A lot of things are positive, and we're going to talk about a bunch of them. But let's just start with this Kellen Moore thing. I mean, man, it feels icky knowing he's got 3 interviews between today and tomorrow combined before the Eagles game on Sunday. I mean, how can we feel anything but concerned that it will take? I mean, he can't not sleep. The man's not going to not sleep for 7 days, okay? So it obviously has to have cut in and will continue to cut into his preparation time for the Eagles and the Rams, and I don't like that.
Yeah, man, it really is 2022 all over again. We're arguing about this. I'm sure me and Rhea will disagree on the coordinator thing here. But, yeah, look, I understand it's not ideal. I get it, right? But at the end of the day, like, it's not as big of a distraction, I think, as we all maybe, I don't even say want it to be, but are worried about it to be. I would not be worried about this if I was an Eagles fan. Yes, Kellen Moore has interviews. He will still do all the normal work he does. I am sure that he will.
I disagree with that. I'm right there. I'll tell you why I disagree with you right there, Elliot. I don't think it's possible. I don't
think human.
I don't think it's possible.
To not think about it. Like, it's impossible to not have it on your mind.
But specifically what Elliot just said, he will do all the work. Like, let's say he normally does 15 hours a day before a playoff game. I don't think he can do 15 hours a day before a playoff game.
I agree.
I think it is impossible.
I mean, if he's doing 15 hours a day, you're correct then at that point, right? But, like, these guys also have lives outside of the facility when these things are going on. I know we like to think of them getting there at 5 a.m. and leaving at 11 p.m., but, like, there are times in the day during the week where they are not doing, like, doing their job, right? So I get it. I understand it. There will be times he's not thinking about it. There will probably be a little less time. But, like, I don't get where there is history of this hurting the team. People like to
Jonathan
point
Gannon.
To Gannon. I know. People like to point to Gannon. But Steichen took interviews during that process as well, right? And the offense was fine throughout those playoffs. So I think the Gannon thing is more just the defense was bad against Mahomes and Andy for the second half, not the first half. And because of that, we like to point that this is going to be some catastrophe.
There's a reason it's pointed to, Elliot, because it was so awful in the second half.
But then what about
they didn't know where to line up. He didn't know how to get the right calls in.
Yeah, and Elliot, I'm not as worried about this guy, Kellen Moore, being as unethical as I think Kellen Moore was. I mean, not
Jonathan Gannon.
Jonathan Gannon was like not flying back with the team. The team he was going to happened to be the same state where the game was played, the same city. Like, that was unique, and I think he was not proper in his form. But it's just a basic preparation thing.
He's a human being.
I don't think you can cross every I and dot every T. Or
also, mind is on other things. You're thinking about other things.
It's three different teams.
Right.
I'm disagreeing with you guys. I agree with you to an extent. I just think you're giving it way too much credence for this game.
It's like, possible. Yeah, we don't know what goes into it exactly. It could just be a phone call. Hey, let's talk football for 5 minutes. Boom, you're done. But I know no matter what it is, there's three different teams that he's interacting with that he would not have been interacting with otherwise. And I know that he's got a lot on his plate right now, and I want it all to be directed toward teaching our players exactly what they need to be doing on Sunday. I know that it must eat into that to some degree, and I hate that.
Yeah, I agree. It's not ideal. I'm just saying that, like, I think you guys are way too worried about it. Look, it's personal opinion, right? I don't think it's going to impact him the way you do. And the flip side is everyone's like, you have to change the system. This can't be the way it works. It's easy for us to say here in Philadelphia. But, like, if the Eagles had to hire a head coach and then had to wait almost, I don't know, 7 weeks after the season to hire that head coach, we'd probably feel differently. So it's not an ideal way the system works. I don't know what a better solution is. Everyone can say just have them do it at the end of the playoff, but I don't think that's fair to the team hiring the head coaches. So this is just the reality of it, and you have to hope Kellen Moore handles it well. That's what it is.
We have 21 of 22 starters that began the season starting in this game. Health-wise, though, we hear guys sitting out of practice. How healthy are we truly right now, Elliot?
I mean, very, very healthy. Obviously, there's the same things as last week where A.J. Brown still has the knee thing, but he practiced yesterday. He didn't practice on Thursday last week. Devontae has practiced both days. Dallas Goedert missed practice with an illness yesterday. We'll see if he's out there today, but you hope that this is just something. He stays away from the team for a day, and then he's back and ready to go. So, yeah, I mean, they're not 2022 healthy, where it felt like everybody was there the entire ride, but they're pretty close.
Elliot, one of the narratives after the last game, as people looked ahead to this one, was got to get the ball to A.J. Brown, got to make a point to get the ball to A.J. Brown in this one. Do it early, do it often, get him 10 catches. I don't think Sirianni and Kellen Moore will be of that mindset. I know it's tempting, and I know A.J. Brown's one of the best players on the team. I think this will be a stick to the formula, run the ball an awful lot kind of game, and they won't deviate from that. Do you agree or disagree?
Yeah, I agree, especially when you consider what the weather might be. I think that's an advantage to the Eagles in terms of how they already run their offense. But I will say the last time A.J. Brown went up against the Rams, he had a ton of success. Going up against Demaryius Williams, their outside corner, he had 4 catches on 5 targets for almost 90 yards. So there is that history of him being able to win that matchup. So if the Rams come in, they stack the box, they expect the Eagles to run the ball, it would not surprise me if maybe there were 2 or 3 quick crosses over the middle to A.J. or Devontae just to get the safeties and linebackers just to back up a little bit.
How good is Sean McVay as a coach, as a play caller, as a leader, and how does he compare with Vic Fangio? This feels like a huge brain contest in this game.
Yeah, and what makes it more interesting is it's the second time, right? So there's adjustments. They've each seen each other in theory best plan to attack each other. And I agree, it is a really good chess match. I just think the Eagles at the end of the day have the advantage in this matchup for one key reason. The Rams' offensive line is really not that good. Like, Matthew Stafford does a really good job of getting rid of the ball quickly. I think he's third in the league in average time to throw. So that's what they're going to want to do. They are going to want to just have Stafford drop back and boom, you know, get rid of it. So it'll be up to Fangio to make that adjustment. But ultimately, the Rams' offensive line, I don't think, has it in them to consistently block the Eagles' defensive line. I also think that you'll see Vic Fangio bring pressure. He blitzed Matthew Stafford 9 times the last time they played and had some good success doing it. If you look at Stafford's passer rating in that last game, when he was kept clean, his passer rating was over 100. It was like 120. When he had pressure, it was under 40. I think it came in at like 38. So that's going to be the key to this game. If you can make him hold on to that ball for an extra second and get pressure, then I don't think the Rams will be able to move the ball very much.
All right, Elliot Shore-Park's with us right now. Coming up in about 5 minutes, Beat the Hammer. We'll take the fifth caller in the contest line. Caller 5 for Beat the Hammer, 215-988-1258. Caller 5, 215-988-1258. Beat the Hammer coming up in about 5 minutes. Elliot, the other Elliot, Jake. Yes. I mean, is he hurt? Is it mental? Like, what in the heck? What is going on with this guy?
Yeah, I mean, he did make the 2 kicks in the fourth quarter that to help seal that win. So I don't think you should feel as worried, I guess, as I know you.
He missed an extra point.
Yeah, 33 yards.
He did. He missed an extra point, right. But he did make the 2 clutch kicks at the end. I mean, as to what it is, it could be mental. I don't think it's physical. You know, he did kickoffs last week, so that would indicate that, you know, they feel good about where his leg is at since he hasn't done it, you know, the majority of the season. I just think maybe it's one of those years for Jake Elliott, but I think you should, you know, take comfort in the fact that in the fourth quarter, when they needed those kicks, he made them. So the extra point at the beginning, definitely not great, but the fourth quarter, I do think is reason for you guys not to be as worried.
Well, how big a drop-off is it from N'Kobe Dean to Oren Burks?
So I think it's a pretty big drop-off for two reasons. One, I think N'Kobe is, a better player, but he's also played all year. So he, you know, he's been with the same guys. You know, they have that chemistry. We see how well this unit has played together with all 11 guys out there. So I think there's that. But I do think the green dot thing is something to worry about a little bit. I know, it, you know, Zach Bond has done it. I talked to him this week. He said he's comfortable doing it. But he's played so well this year. You don't want something else thrown onto his plate so he can't just be the player he's been all year. So I do think it is a drop-off. I think that this matchup is still a good one for them. But Tyler Higbee, who's not been healthy all year, should be playing this week. And, you know, I'm sure McVay is going to try to get him isolated on Oren Burks or Jeremiah Trotter, and that's going to be tough for them. So it's definitely a drop-off.
Elliot, what's your pick?
So I think the Eagles win this game. It's actually, I can't think of a game since 0-2 against the Bucks where there was so much to gain and people were so confident in terms of a playoff game. So that is a little worrisome. But I just think they're better on both sides of the ball. I think the snow helps. So I think they win the game 27-17.
All right, Elliot, good work, bud. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Elliot.
Yep, talk to you.
All right, there he is, Elliot Shore-Parks. Reminder, coming up at 8 o'clock, your chance to win a pair of tickets. The Eagles and the Rams, we give them away 8 o'clock tonight by way of a name. You got to hear that name, and you got to be ready to call the contest line. Say the names that have been said this week at 8 o'clock. You can win the tickets to the Eagles and Rams, the big game coming up on Sunday.
Courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
Dick Vermeil, also at 8 o'clock. Beat the Hammer prior to that, coming up shortly. Mike right now. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, gang. Happy Football Friday.
Fire it up, Mike. It's a big one.
Big one, baby. Big one.
And not that worried. I mean, there's some, you know, some concern elements, but I feel very confident.
I'm right there with you, Joe. I'm right there with you. And this is, and sometimes I got to, you know, check myself when I find myself agreeing with Elliot, because I agree with Elliot yet again. Like, yes, the Kellen Moore thing on paper, it should make everybody nervous. But to Elliot's point, not this week. Like, I don't think Kellen Moore is, you know, if we have his full attention this week or not, I don't think it's going to make a difference. Because I don't think this is going to be a scheming up type of game. This is a old school, like, Richie, backyard football, like, who's tougher, who's meaner, who can outlast the other guy. It's that kind of
game.
Well,
it probably, I'll say this, Mike, it probably helps that if Kellen Moore has less time this week to prepare, and he does, that it's good that it's a team the Eagles have already prepared for this year and did 2 months ago that he prepared for, then next week when it's the Lions. Like, that's...
Bingo.
That it is better than next week. I'll say that.
Bingo. Yeah, like if we were playing the Lions, I would be fit to be tied over this one. But for this week, again, I throw all that out the window. This is old school smash mouth. You know, who's going to be tougher? Who can withstand the elements more? Who can just put up with everything that's going on in life? I feel bad for everybody in L.A.
Well, yeah.
However, we got to put that aside. Like, we got a football game to win.
All right, Mike, I got to beat the hammer to win. I want to do it right now. So give me an answer. Yes, best scene ever in a home.
The adrenaline shot scene from Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, that's
wow.
right.
Great one.
Great
Eric Stoltz's home.
Yes. Yeah. Love that.
That's a big answer. Ruben, is it accurate that it's critical that I win because when I win, the Eagles win, and when I lose, beat the hammer, the Eagles lose?
I don't like that. I don't like this narrative that we're doing.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it either. I don't like it either.
That. Well, I didn't like it until I remembered how great I am at beat the hammer, and then it gave me confidence in the Eagles.
There's nothing critical about it. Just win. Simple.
Just win, baby. Yeah.
The contestant should just throw it just for the Eagles.
I'm with that. All right, let's play a little game. Take a knee. Play a little game we call Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Beat the Hammer is presented by First Trust Bank, who, of course, encourages you to challenge your bank. And, of course, we got a contestant ready to challenge me. He's got quite a challenge in front of him because I got 270 wins and a mere 43 losses. Our contestant, his name is Gary. Gary today is playing for an Eagles. Let me get this right here. He's playing for an Eagles T-shirt and hat combo. Perfect for the playoffs, which hopefully go on for another, whatever it would be, 3 or 4 weeks, whatever it takes to get all the way to the big game and win it. So Gary's got a shot at that. He's also got a shot at the hammer, but let's be real. He doesn't have much of a shot. Gary, good morning.
Good morning.
I mean, Gary, what kind of fool challenges
Joe,
the hammer?
Don't start, Joe. Don't start.
I mean, don't start.
1-1 record.
No!
No! I have an average of 3 questions answered both times. Don't start, Joseph.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
All right, what were the 2 topics? Well, which one did you win on?
Eagles and World Cup.
Wow.
Eagles and World Cup?
Eagles, Titans, and World Cup.
It wasn't just World Cup. Remember, I did like all these off sport. It was like tennis and this and that. Yeah.
Sounds like a stupid category.
Either because I'm not an Eagles fan, so I don't care if the Eagles win or lose.
Oh, this helps me. You're not an Eagles fan.
Yeah, it's not good though. I mean, I guess
I also don't want the shirt and hat either, or whatever it is.
Well, what about this idea of throwing it so that I can win, so that the Eagles can win? Is that appealing to you?
I'll tell you after if I throw it.
All right. Great line, Gary. Well done.
Gary, I'm out of here. Good luck to you, pal.
Good luck.
All right, scram.
It does seem a little cheap being able to say, I'll let you know afterward if I tried or not.
Isn't that the kind of thing the hammer would say?
I do feel like
it's
hammer-esque.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
Totally permissible.
I love it.
Thank you for doing that. Yeah. I hope it frustrated Joe as much as he frustrates us all every day.
Every day. All right, Gary, you ready to play a little game we call Beat the Hammer?
Yes, sir.
All right, our category for the week, shockingly, it's Eagles related. We're doing, as we've pointed out today, could be the last home playoff game of the run. We're going to take the opportunity. We're doing Eagles home playoff games as our category for today. Are you ready to roll, Gary?
Yes, sir.
Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. 55 seconds. Here we go. Question number one. Who caught the pass that famously bounced off Keanu Neal's knee near the end of the first half of the Eagles' 2018 divisional round win over the Falcons?
Ertz.
Andy Reid and Donovan McNabb got their first playoff win together at the Vet. What team did they beat?
Pass.
In all the home playoff games in Philadelphia Eagles history, what team did the Eagles score the most points against?
The Vikings.
Who was the last Eagles quarterback to throw for 3 or more touchdowns in a home playoff game?
Wentz.
The Eagles won their first playoff game at the Vet in 1979. 2 Hall of Famers scored a touchdown in that game. Name one of them.
Tommy McDonald.
Andy Reid and Don McNabb got their first playoff win together at the Vet.
Packers.
An 0-for-5er.
That's right.
Yeah, we're going to put
you
on.
Got it all in on time.
All right, I'm back to Joe. Joe predicts the Eagles win. We said seconds. It the whole time. That's what matters. All right, let's get the hammer back in.
Yeah. Just under 55. Ooh.
A little Pink Panther, I think.
Does this really depict someone sneaky? Someone?
Yeah, that's why I'm going for
capable.
It.
Yeah, is that room? Joe? Is that Joe? I loved this movie when I was a little boy.
Do you have a room?
The Peter Sellers one.
Pink Panther. I thought it was
so
the
great.
Coolest song. I loved the way he was sneaking around.
What a talent,
Yeah, hilarious.
Pink Panther, a legend, just like
Hammer.
Good morning to you.
Not so much, though.
I tell you what, that would be different. A good Twitter poll question. More of a legend, the Pink Panther or the Hammer.
Peter Sellers is
now,
more of a
let me say this. In 10
Pink
minutes.
Pink Panther or Pink Peeper?
Oh, Pandering Pink Peeper.
Yeah, buddy.
That was the nickname I got years ago, the Pandering Pink Peeper. All right, so in 10 minutes, Dick Vermeil, and also in 10 minutes, your chance to win tickets to the Eagles and Rams. It is, of course, Beat the Hammer right now. This Gary in Philadelphia, how did he do, James?
I love how much you've embraced the Pandering Pink Peeper. You know?
It's a good nickname.
It's a good nickname. Shout out to Tom from Abington.
And it sounds dirty, but it's not.
Yeah,
but
it's good. People, you can say it. Yeah.
People infer real dirtiness.
I wonder why.
That's why it's great.
The pee-pee-pee.
The pandering
pee-pee-pee.
The pandering pink peeper.
I do like it. We need to bring it back more.
I agree.
All right. Gary in Philly, how did he do?
Let's roll here. Category for the week. We've talked about with the side topic. Could be the last home playoff game. We're doing home Eagles playoff games as our category.
Eagles home playoff
Eagles
games.
Eagles home playoff games, yep.
Eagles home playoff games, fair enough.
Ready, roll.
I'm going to go with that 58-37 against the Lions.
Clock will start now as soon as this question is asked. Here we go. Question number one. Who caught the pass that famously bounced off Keanu Neal's knee near the end of the first half of the Eagles' 2018 divisional round win over the Falcons?
I'm funny. I'm blanking on his name. It's a second receiver. I'll come right back.
Andy Reid and Donovan McNabb got their first playoff win together at the Vet. What team did they beat?
Tampa Bay.
In all the home playoff games in Philadelphia Eagles history, what team did the Eagles score the most points against?
Oh, obviously it's Detroit.
Who was the last Eagles quarterback to throw for three or more touchdowns in a home playoff game?
Three or more?
Three or more in a home game.
Jeez. Three or more in a home game. Well, I'll say Foles.
The Eagles won their first playoff game at the Vet in 1979. Two Hall of Famers scored a touchdown in that game. Name one of them.
Two Hall of Famers? Well, one's got to be Carmichael. All right, so the second receiver, my God, why am I blanking here? So I'm talking through it. I'll tell you when it's not Alshon. It's Torrey Smith. Bang! This guy get five?
He got zero.
No way!
Yeah, five zip.
This guy got nothing?
Five zip.
Hold on for this guy.
Hammer! 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 Hammer!
Gary, what in like the hell? Dude, that's a freaking disgrace!
Perfect.
Best
Absolutely perfect.
Well, when I win, they win. So, Gary, you have done your job, not for
the Hammer,
but for the E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles. Good job, Gary.
I'm taking notes on that Eagles chant. That was powerful.
So that was actually pretty good.
That was pretty good.
Gary, I think I'm taking you at your word. You really intentionally threw it, right?
100%.
Yeah, because there's no those questions were too
Joe,
easy.
Joe, the reason where I kind of leaned toward it when James asked the question about 1979,
yep.
He said
his
Tommy
answer
McDonald.
Was Tommy McDonald.
Tommy McDonald.
Yeah. And I laughed out loud.
No, that's pretty good. So, all right.
I don't know one way or the
team
other.
Team player.
But
he's a little bit like Saquon. He's a little like Saquon, I think.
He handled it perfectly one way or the other. There's no question about that.
He didn't go for the touchdown.
Gary, right. I hope the Delaware Valley appreciates. I mean, you have sacrificed at the altar of the Eagles today. Not my altar. The altar
Joe,
of the Eagles.
Someone had to do it.
It's true. Someone else stood up.
So, Gary, if I award you
why
the prize.
Why wouldn't you tell
I
us before?
Honestly, executive decision. Gary gets the prize today.
100%.
All right, I don't know, guys. You're too easy.
Oh, John,
we don't know that he really. Did he really die?
He said Tommy McDonald.
Either way, whether he did or didn't, he lost and we needed the loss.
If this guy beat me before and was close another time, it would be inexplicable to have so few. You know.
Joe, I got three of them.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, I thought some of these, I mean, the Detroit one, you said it was that was a slam dunk.
All right, Gary.
By the way, 2 weeks in a row, you've said the answer before the category.
Yes. Gary, we are certainly going to award you the Eagles t-shirt and hat. We hope you wear it proudly. Let me also remind everyone listening, running a business obviously is challenging, but banking should not be. When you see red flags with your bank, challenge them. And then get yourself to First Trust Bank, the best in the business. First Trust, the official bank of the Philadelphia Eagles. Gary, you have done great work today, sir. Let me put you on hold so we can get you the prize. Thank you, Gary. And with that, beat the hammer. Victory 271, which maybe shouldn't count, maybe should. We'll figure that out later. With that said, let's shut it down.
Beat the hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The man threw it because when I win, the Eagles win. That is something. All right, Dick Vermeil in 5 minutes. So the great Dick Vermeil joins us shortly. Also in 5 minutes, your chance to win tickets to this massive game, the Eagles and the Rams. So be tuned for that all coming up in 5 minutes. Let's go to John in Allentown right now. John, good morning.
That was fantastic, Jeff.
That's I mean, I was – look, it's pretty cool. I give the guy credit.
Listen, you went 5 for 5. That's impressive.
Well, that's why it should count.
I went 3 for 5. Yeah. You were awesome, dude.
That's why I was and I am. But that's why it should count as a victory, because I wasn't going to lose.
Yeah, I've been locked in contemplation ever since I heard the fact that you went to the – to a Kenny Chesney concert. I've been locked in contemplation about what I would like to do.
Well, like, I didn't listen to it. I just sat there and talked to a buddy.
Dude, I would rather have root canal. I'm kidding. I'd rather sit in a chair and have a doctor drill in my mouth than even pretend to go and see Kenny Chesney.
Yeah. I'd tell you, Kenny Chesney is better than root canal as someone who's
people love
one
him.
Or two.
All right.
Not for me.
All right, John, what do you got on this Eagles game, man?
Guys, I've been talking about this since last week. This is a tailor-made game for the Eagles to hammer. Like this. Hear this? The Eagles are a truck.
Yeah, that was kind of a weak horn for a truck.
Yeah, why did it sound so awfully small and far away?
That was like a Mazda Miata or something. Yeah. That didn't have the gusto.
Hey Joe, it was a
traffic,
what?
Mazda what?
Mazda Miata?
Yeah, wasn't that what it was called? Mazda
Miata.
Is that
Miata?
What? Hold on.
Miata? I don't know.
Don't give him the right word.
Joe, what is it? Is Mazda an Italian
Miata
company?
Now?
Miata, apparently. Miata. I don't know. John, you're trying to catch me here, aren't you? It's one of those.
Yeah, and everyone keeps giving you the right word, which really bothers me.
Sometimes
John
says
giving
things.
Him the right word.
John, it's called picking your battles, okay?
Thank you.
Sometimes you got to just let it go when it comes to Joe.
Devin's really got your back today.
I don't know why.
We need to slow her down a little.
I don't like it.
We keep trying.
This is
I got
to
get back on track. I'm sorry, guys.
All right, John, I need an answer from you. I want to get to Coach Vermeil here. Give me a great answer for the best scene ever in a home. This can win you the Metallica tickets.
All right. This scene lives in my mind forever. It puts the lotion in the basket.
Yeah.
Put the lotion on the skin.
Stuck in a hole, dude.
Put the lotion on the skin.
Hey, just remember, do the tuck.
Yeah, lotion in the basket is a great answer. I mean, so that's our second answer today of Silence of the Lambs. I mean,
was that technically a house? Though?
Yes, it's his house.
It's absolutely his house. It's the same thing as the night vision. It's the same place.
Yeah.
True. That's like a basement.
That's the cellar.
It's like Joe's basement, which we'll hear about in Job of the Week from earlier this week.
I can't remember, but it doesn't sound good. Whatever happened does not sound good with that being said. All right. We're going to talk to Dick Vermeil coming up in one moment. Of course, the Eagles practicing at the Link yesterday and practicing in the snow to a certain extent. Let's listen to Jordan Mulata talk about the snow, which, of course, could happen Sunday, the practice yesterday at the Link, which had some snow flurries. Here's Jordan Mulata yesterday.
How was it practicing out there today in the snow and the elements, and how much of an advantage is it to get that practice
in? Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. It was miserable. It's miserable. I'm not going to lie. But that is one of the advantages of playing at home. You've got to get used to this weather. And for it to be, you know, very consistent weather, it's good for us. But then again, you know, it's whoever shows up on Sunday.
All right, so that is Jordan Mulata yesterday. All right, Sunday obviously is coming up rapidly now, 2 days away. Kellen Moore's got three interviews over 2 days as he's also getting ready for the game. That's an element we do not like about this game. But most things certainly we like a lot, as we should. One thing we love is the opportunity to give away tickets to the Eagles and the Rams. And we give those tickets away right now. Now, here's how. We're going to turn to Mr. Ruben tomorrow and ask Ruben. Ruben, who is your favorite?
Hold on.
Sounder. Right,
there
sounder.
We go.
Let's go.
And the name is...
The name is whoever Ruben Amaro's favorite eagle ever is.
Oh, my goodness.
Ruben?
Didn't you ask Ruben his favorite eagle ever last week?
No.
On Friday?
I don't think so.
Maybe you did.
Did I,
yeah,
Ruben?
You've never asked me, and it hurts my feelings.
Well,
I think you
did.
I think you did.
All right, well, fine. Devin, your favorite eagle ever. Who is it?
Ooh, I feel like his name has been said, but Brian Dawkins.
Has not been said this
there
week.
You go.
All right, so that's here's the deal. One. Right now on the contest line, know the four names that were said this week at 8 o'clock as part of this contest. The four names, part of this contest this week. Of course, the contest line right now will take the first caller, caller number one, that goes 4 for 4 at the names. Contest line number 215-988-1258. Again, I'll say it slow, 215-988. 1258. With that phone number and the four names, you can win the tickets to see the Eagles and Rams on Sunday.
Courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.